You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Jim Harbaugh kind of made it Woody and Bo all over again. Woody and Bo would often talk. Do you speak much to Jim Harbaugh now, or would you guys meet? Would you guys ever sit down?
You know, we always got along fine during our time. We didn't spend a lot of time together. I knew his brother and know his father, and so great respect for that family. But no, we don't. I don't think we've ever. We did a couple of Dick Vitale event here in Florida once. And
I love that. I would say this is great.
That's great.
Great. Never talk to him. I love it. It's better. It's better that way. That in our minds, Ohio State, I'm an alum. That's better that way. It's just perfect.
Okay. That was Urban Meyer with us about 40 minutes ago. Asked him about Jim Harbaugh. I mean, I don't think they're really going to have a bunch of dinners together or anything. I mean, one's definitely not drinking milk with his dinner. Or doing it, playing shirtless catch or any of the other weird things that Jim Harbaugh does. And he's a weirdo, let's be honest. Both good football coaches, but one's weirder than the other one. Hearing him, do you like that? Obviously, I think it makes the rivalry spicy.
You know what? It is fun because, you know, all credit to Harbaugh and, yeah, you know, Connor Stallions and everything. But, you know, they were able to win their championship and they were able to, again, propel.
It just means more to Connor Stallions.
Well, to propel the Big Ten to where it is, where you have expansion and the entire South is apoplectic about the state of affairs, where people are wondering, is the SEC ever going to win another? Of course they will. Of course they will. But the fact that we even got this break in the action of two Northern schools, and then credit to Notre Dame and credit to Penn State, like they are once again having people believe this isn't just a regional sport. This is huge for college football. And I love that Urban Meyer, who is one of the all-time great coaches in that sport and able to do it in the South and up North, can do what he can to make sure this rivalry is still a big deal, even though you've got people telling you, like me, that what does it even matter if you lose the Michigan game? What does it matter? You just went and won the national championship. You know, these games used to mean so much more, and now they're going to mean less every single year. And Urban Meyer's like, no, you don't understand. This still is a big deal. And it will continue to be a big deal. I absolutely love it from his standpoint.
Yeah, it's a thing. There we go. It's got to be personal. It's always going to be personal to the fans. I don't like the way that things are set up. I don't like a Big Ten championship game. I said that to you in the podcast. I think that that needs to be killed, especially when they get to 16 teams. I think you need to get rid of a Big Ten championship game because I think you only run the risk of watering it down. I don't understand how you would ever want to run the risk of having a big money. But I say that even though I know that people will always tune in. But you don't want to water down something that makes college football special. Rivalries are real in college football, where they're not, and essentially they're not in the NFL. There's a lot of teams that have rivalries, and they come, they go. Some have rivalries just because the players end up hating each other for a multitude of reasons. Professional sports, I don't see rivalries the same way I ever would in college football. College football is a special thing, and you have the most special rivalry there. And I wouldn't want to play it the next week, or if you had to play them again in the playoffs, play them again in the playoffs. But I wouldn't want to play them again the next week for the Big Ten championship game, which is only there in spirit of making money alone anymore, and that's it. Just move on to the playoffs, and that's the way it works, and you pick a champion there. And I think you can make more money with the postseason. But I love what he had to say. I like that type of stuff. I think it's really nice. You know, I love history. I do love to read about Woody and Bo and the relationship they had, and even at the end with Woody and all this stuff. I think it's really, really nice. It's respectful. But I also like when there's spiciness, when there's awkwardness, and there's definitely an awkwardness to those two guys. Speaking of awkwardness, am I being a bitterman if I say the following statement? If Baker Mayfield's your 38th best overall player in your franchise history, are you that great of a franchise? It's not a statement, it's a question. Am I being bitter? I'll stand down if I'm being bitter. I'm asking the room here. Because I saw that yesterday and I went, 38th best? Do you think he needs to be higher? Because I'm going, 38? They've been around since when? 76?
Yeah.
Bucks have been around since 76. Okay, so they ain't been around since 46. We've been around since 46. That's 30 more years of history. That's a lot of other players. Okay, maybe I'm thinking a little differently here. But am I being a bitterman if I'm going, really, he's already the 38th best Buccaneer of all time?
After having two good seasons.
Yeah.
Right?
He was really good last year.
Yeah,
he had a good season, then he had a really good season. Let's call it what it is. So he had a good season and a really good season. 38th best already? Franchise history?
It's two playoff seasons. They aren't just good seasons, right? They're playoff seasons.
Yeah, the problem is that they've won, and it's hard for anybody in my age bracket. Like, when we were young, Tampa Bay was an all-time joke. They were an all-time joke.
We had Eric Rett. And you had the beginning of Derek Brooks, and that's about it. Go ahead.
Testaverde? The Vinny Testaverde?
Yeah, we're talking pre this look of the Buccaneers.
And, yeah, but they do have two Super Bowls. So you would think because they have two Super Bowls, they'd have a bunch of those players that would be on that list.
Like Warren Sapp's got to be top five for them.
Well, the reason I say that...
Derek Brooks might be number one overall, if not for Tom Brady.
Kenny, now the Browns have real history.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flamio hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar, Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because of the championships and the Jim Brown era and the Otto Graham and even the 80s, certainly going to three AFC championship games. But if this year the Browns won the Super Bowl, how many Browns players are now moving up the charts, you know, in huge numbers?
Well, how many Browns players would actually be on the charts? If we did a top 50 Browns, is Denzel Ward a top 50 Brown all time?
Yeah, I mean, then you're putting him, you're putting Betonio, obviously Myles Garrett is going to go front and center.
Okay, but
where does Myles Garrett go?
Baker's only made the playoffs with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's...
But that's also a franchise known for their defense, right? They named a defense after what they did there. That's what Tony Dungy did.
What was it? I don't remember.
Called the Tampa 2.
Tampa 2, that's it. I thought you were talking
you
about
drop like, your middle linebacker.
Let's get into this. You're a football guy. That's a nitty gritty football
guy. Let's go. Is that still in vogue
right
now?
Does that put Monty Kiffin in the top 50 Tampa Bay Buccaneers of all time? Does that put them there? I thought you were talking about like the no name defense, People Eaters, Orange Crush.
Literally every 4-3 defense runs some version of the Tampa 2 now.
Steel curtain. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. A version of defense.
But when you think back to even when they became a franchise that wasn't a joke anymore, right? When I was going into high school and, you know, that was, they changed their look.
Sucks.
They got away from the creamsicle started being on offense. What they have, they had Allstott and then they played a lot of great defense.
See, they got to get their act together. Because if I were in any other city right now, Bron's got to get their act together. Because if we were hosting this show in Detroit, Michigan, I go 38th best. That's all you've had in your entire existence from 76 to 2025. That's all you've had. That's it. He's 38th best already after two playoff appearances.
Yeah.
I go, man, my opinion of Tampa Bay football just hit the bleeps. But if I was in Detroit, I could get away with that. I'm in Cleveland. So guess what immediately people are going to say? You're a bitter, fat, all the other words that you want to say. That's always brought up, but you get it.
I think you're discrediting him a little bit, because, and I think part of that's because they had Tom Brady right before that. If Tom Brady didn't show up there, they wouldn't have won a Super Bowl, and then he really would be doing something big.
Because we made the playoffs with Joe Flacco. Is Joe Flacco a top 50 Cleveland Brown of all time? Hell no. No. Is Baker Mayfield a top 50 Brown of all time?
Name a ton of offensive Browns.
Yes, you can. They've had a prolific offensive history.
You know, that's true offensive prolific, right?
Yeah.
You put Keyshawn in there with them. You'd put Tom Brady in their top, whatever, 38, because he won a Super Bowl. Would you put Gronk in there? Played 2 years there.
Okay. You're in good hands with Allstott. Yeah. Damn it.
Done.
You guys got to get your act together because I can't have a conversation about the guy without it all coming back to that.
It's going to.
I haven't had to ask
the
question.
We're in Cleveland.
Am I being bitter? Like, I have to question myself and my own motives.
I think you're being a little bitter.
I'm not trying to be bitter, though.
I understand.
He's a very good quarterback. I'd put him top 10 right now.
So we
40 touchdowns last year. That's nothing to fart at.
That's what happens when you look at your ex. Anytime you speak on your ex, you're gonna come off as a little bitter.
Okay, I feel like every time we have a Baker conversation, we have to remind people, well, actually, this was his final year. This was what was going on in the locker room. And then he was terrible the next year in Carolina.
Yeah, but the winners
most thought he would
be out
of the
league. And if you have to, well, actually, your conversations, you're being a little bit.
Winners of the wars, that stuff, right? The history.
It's not wrong. I'm not telling you that you're doing it wrong.
Well, so the next question is, like, does it even matter what happens with Baker from here on out? Was it definitely not a mistake to go to Deshaun? That 100% obviously was a mistake because Deshaun had an all-time fall from grace. But the fact that they moved on from him, like, what if Baker, this is just what he is the rest of his career. First round, done. Wild card round, done. You know, easiest division in football with all those weapons.
Until the Browns overcome that and aren't at least a first round and done team. Yeah.
But the Browns' whole point was, we don't think he's good enough. If he's never truly good enough even there in the NFC,
you're fine as a Browns fan toiling again because he wasn't good enough to be a Super Bowl quarterback?
His whole career is the How Do You Like Me Now video from Toby Keith. R.I.P.
Didn't know we'd be bringing him up.
Fellow Oklahoma. I'm not trying to make you cry, but that's what it's become. And you and guys, we can go back and revise all we want. We know the history. We've talked about it all the time. But the winners write the history. Czar Nicholas, he doesn't get his say. He got shot in the basement. And that's where we're at right now. We're being led down to the basement.
But let's say...
That's what we got.
Let's say this year Flacco takes them to the playoffs.
Please.
So that's two playoff appearances with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not winning the Super Bowl or anything.
Problem is, he's still 40 years old. But Baker's, what, 28?
Sure, but if Baker again doesn't get past, you know, doesn't get to the NFC Championship game. And again, we all recognize, like, the better quarterbacks are all in the AFC. I know Philadelphia is in the NFC, but the better quarterbacks are in the AFC. What do we do with that information? How do we evaluate moving on from him?
I don't know.
Not moving on to the guy we moved on to.
Well, if Flacco ends up doing it this year, he's definitely above Baker all time as a Brown.
What? Is that right?
Yeah, if he gets them to the playoffs this year. And he is.
Really?
And he is a play. Yes.
We didn't draft him.
Don't look at me like that. If Joe Flacco gets the Browns to the playoffs twice, He's above Baker as a Brown.
As a Brown.
Yeah. Okay. You got to listen to the whole thing instead of making your big eyes over there. Listen to the whole thing.
I'm listening to you. I just I had to question
You're
it.
Too busy going, ip.
Well, what if they just go out there and get their asses handed to them again in the wild card round like they did to Houston?
This is a city of getting your asses handed to you in the playoffs for the NFL, right?
Sir.
In the playoffs for the NFL, if you even make it there, getting your asses handed to you is at least getting there.
I think I might have handed my bitter biscuits over to Owen because one guy beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in a playoff game. The other guy got ran through by the Houston Texans.
I don't believe
he's
going to do it, so I can say it because I don't believe that it's going to happen.
Well, that's fair too.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flamio hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.